own their samples for longer. International standards of genetic research dictate that data be made publicly available, but H3 Africa gives scientists 23 months of exclusivity so they can study and publish their data without competition. Publications increase the profile of scientists, making them more attractive to funders, which in turn enriches their country. Biological samples are protected for even longer, for 3 years, DeVries and colleagues wrote in a 2015 paper outlining the program's policies. Samples can only be used for research that strengthens African research capacity. Still, protecting scientists from competition doesn't necessarily protect patients. The hardest hit victims of past exploitation because they gave their tissue and needed better medical care. Ethical guidelines for genetic research, these vary country to country, and H3 Africa has its own strict regulations. Say patients must give informed consent when they donate samples, but most languages across Africa lack words for technical terms like gene or biopsy. Attempts to cross the language barrier haven't always gone smoothly. One well-intentioned scientist created educational material using eye color to explain heredity. This on a continent of people with brown eyes. And if the information is too technical, says Agukwa Akwimi, who conducts H3 Africa-supported breast cancer research at Nigeria's University of Abuja, patients shut down. Gender dynamics and community hierarchies also impede consent. These problems pervade scientific research everywhere. But in Africa, poverty, low education levels, poor access to health care, language barriers, and cultural restrictions amplify the concern. Rotimi often wrestles with questions about the women enrolling in his studies. Is she participating because her husband has said so, he wonders, or is she actually doing it on her own?